93 FM. Keith Murphy.
If you ain't first, you're last.
Andy Fails.
Stop hitting the fool.
It's the Murph and Andy Show, powered by AD.
You can do it!
On 1460 KXNO, and now on 106.3 FM.
It is the Murph and Andy Show on 1460 KXNO and 106.3 FM. Sports and more until 4, for now. Alongside Andy Fails, I'm Keith Murphy. Andrew Downs is here, and AD, this is a big day. Now, I don't mean what's going on in Washington. I mean what's going on here in Des Moines. It's Andy Fails' 50th
Happy
birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
50 years old. 5-0.
Happy birthday, Andy.
Now, when you if you listen to this station and you hear 5-0, you think, oh, the sergeant's in. No, 5-0, he's 50. And
no,
he's 50.
That can't be right.
Yeah, he's 50.
Boy, the one thing that I find is that the older you get, the more other people like telling you it's your birthday.
Oh, yeah. Well, hey, you're...
When you're younger, you're telling everybody else. When you get older, they tell you. This is really weird.
I think it was Rob Thomas who said...
Are you quoting Maroon 5?
No, I think he's...
Matchbox
20.
Matchbox 20. Yeah, I get those mixed up all the time, those two. Maroon 5, Matchbox 20, M, and then a number.
Yeah, I think it was sense. Rob Thomas who said, you're one day closer to not dying young. So there, you know,
he said it in song, though. I'm sure it sounded a little better than that.
Yeah,
it
probably did.
You're one day closer to not dying young.
Does not sound like Rob Thomas at all.
No.
You do some good impressions. That's not one of them. It is Andy's 50th birthday. Andy, I got you a present. And I know we're... AD, can you...
Another one? You just got me this one.
It's 50's a big deal, and I'm probably be dead when you're 60. So I got you a couple of gifts here. AD, for those who are on Twitter, Royal Mile Inbox, AD's going to send out a photo of this, but here you go, Andy. Special 50th birthday present.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Wow, it's a nice box.
It's quite a box. It's a decorative box.
Makes you feel like there's something special in there.
It's the old kit.
And what do you got?
I like to make the Murph kit for Christmas.
Yeah, this is
birthday
this
of
is
all the things he likes.
This is the 50 kit.
Okay, I got Polident, Polident for smokers daily cleanser. Actually, I have like a night guard that I wear. You know, keep from grinding my teeth. And I do use Polident already. It's not the kind for smokers though.
You ever smoke a cigar?
Every once in a long while, I have some.
Now you have
Polydent
for those special nights.
Miralax, laxative.
That's like Turbo Lax, but for old people.
This is it's the powder kind.
Yeah,
slip this in somebody's drink and then watch the fireworks.
It'll work.
The waterfalls.
Yeah, don't worry about that.
The Just for Men Comb in Color.
Now you're not going to need that anytime soon. And if I'm not mistaken, Kahala likes gray hair.
She does. She has been rooting for gray hair.
I've always
for
felt like
years.
I've always felt like she's kind of looking at my hair.
What a waste, huh?
Yeah.
I hardly have any gray hair.
Yeah, I know.
My dad was completely, totally gray by the time he was 50. He was half gray when he was in his early 40s, I would say. But yeah, I don't turn gray, and I have a wife that loves guys with salt and pepper hair.
Well, you tell her I'm here for what hair I have.
Murph's like, hey, meet my eyes, Kahala.
Yeah,
don't be looking at my head.
Yeah, down here.
A bag of Werther's Originals.
What old person doesn't like Werther's Originals?
Totally the old person candy. There are like five old person candies.
That's one of them.
And Werther's Original is in that top five. There's a lot of cash in here. Did you drop this?
That's from Joe Millage. Sorry. I forgot to take it out.
This doesn't look like it belongs in here, but that...
that's from Thunder Country.
Goodness. Thunder Country? Thank you so much. There are some magnified reading glasses.
Yeah, I feel like those could actually...
These are probably not strong enough is the problem for me.
Maybe leave them here. I feel like how do those work?
They're not strong enough.
Well, you're 50. You're 50.
I told you they're not as strong as the glasses that I wore in here. So, but yeah, maybe somebody else can use these. There are some fiber packed brownies, fiber one brownies.
Yeah, when you want a treat, but you also want to stay regular. Yeah.
And then there's some Tums, and then there's some Centrum Silver for women over 50.
Yeah. it's vitamins for people over 50. Yeah. Yeah.
This is going to make me go into menopause.
It might. AD, we have...
Oh, my God. That's funny. Thank you.
You're welcome. We have a quickie poll presented by WCI Pools and Spas.
Of these choices, which is the best part of a birthday? Is it hearing from friends and family, presents, birthday cake, or I made it another year?
Now, did Jenny help you pack this box? Because it is...
Yes.
It's laid out so logically, and really looks like her handiwork here.
Good observation.
Yes.
We're going to get to Jenny and her observations in just a moment. But first, for this quickie poll, hearing from friends and family, presents, birthday cake, made it another year. Hearing from friends and family is really good. Presents are good. It might be presents for me. Sometimes, especially the attention that comes with hearing from friends and family can make me feel a little bit uncomfortable. Grateful, but a little uncomfortable. And then I'm always worried that I'm not going to respond to everyone that was so nice to reach out. That's a small problem. But they're all good.
That's presents. Presents. You want things. It's stuff.
I would say of all of these, it's probably my birthday cake, because I have a wife that is great at making birthday cakes.
Yes,
she really
goes
all out and loves to do it. And the kids love the whole birthday cake presentation. And then in the most authentic kid move, they just want to get all your stuff out of the way, saying, hurry up, unwrap the presents. They want to eat the cake. They are excited about birthday. I've never been somebody that loved birthday cake all that much, or cake period, but the kids love the cake. So you get to that, and then they're happier than you are on birthday.
The cake.
And I can remember it being that way for my parents as well. But I get a birthday meatloaf.
Birthday meatloaf.
Kahala makes me meatloaf. My mom would always make me meatloaf. That was my favorite meal when I was a kid. Like, you're talking about your mom
meatloaf.
Always making your favorite meal for your birthday. My mom would make me a meatloaf. Kahala is not real wild about meatloaf, but I love it, and she makes it for me, so that's a real labor of love. But now our kids love it.
Oh, it so is. She's gotta make I'm it a big fan of meatloaf. Now, does she make it, or you, with ketchup already like baked into it, or you get it and then you just put a bunch of ketchup on it?
Well, we glaze it onto the top.
Yeah, that's good.
You broil that onto the top in the last step of making the meatloaf, but then of course you use more ketchup on the table. And then the best part about meatloaf to me is the next day, the meatloaf sandwiches.
Ooh.
I make those things on toast, eat the meatloaf cold, put ketchup and pickles on that.
I don't think I've had one of those.
Oh, my God. It's like eating at the Drake Diner. You got to get a meatloaf sandwich at the Drake Diner.
I'm going to have to try one of those. Somehow, we got the photo flipped that we sent, like all the writings backwards. I must have spun it around at some point. Sorry about that. Must have put the mirror control on it.
Yeah, people can figure it out.
Yeah, here we go with another quickie poll. Now, this one is, this basically comes from a discussion that my wife Jenny and I have. She turned 50, and when she turned 50, I said, welcome to your 50s. She said, I'm not in my 50s yet. I'm 50. 50 starts when you're 51. I'm just turning 50. I don't understand this logic at all. So today is my opportunity to see if people agree with her.
When you turn 50, are you in your 50s? Duh, of course. Shake my head. Or no, your 50s start at 51.
It's duh, of course.
I've never heard this before.
Because if you're not in your 50s, are you
still in your 40s?
Yeah.
If you're 50?
What's your argument there? I'm in my 40s. I'm still in my 40s. I'm in my 40s plus one.
That sounds like an argument made by somebody who is officially in his 50s.
Yes.
But
I think that's a really good point. Just making that argument puts you into your 50s. So you're already there. Sorry, Jenny.
Okay, yeah, I get that. I just don't... This should be our first 100% vote. And if there is one vote, it's Jenny's.
But mathematically, as we've counted this out, talking about, you know, the year 2020 and stuff.
The decade starts at one.
Yeah, I mean, you count, when you're counting to 10, you don't stop at nine.
But do you consider us in the 20s right now? I do.
Do you think we're still in the previous? Yeah, absolutely, I do. And that's the problem. It's the eye test.
It's hard to say that was in the 90s or that wasn't, you know, in the 21st century.
Nathan. What's the old rule of television? Don't make the eye and ear compete.
Right.
Because if the eye and ear compete, the eye always wins.
Always.
If you're looking at the number 50, you consider that to be in the 50s, not in the 40s.
Let's see what Nathan's thinking on Andy's 50th birthday here. Welcome to the Murph and Andy Show, 284-5966. 284-KXNO. Hi, Nathan.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Great. I hope.
Hey. Yeah. Hey, Andy, I wanted to wish you a happy birthday. We share the same birthday today.
A happy birthday to you, Nathan. That's great.
Well, thank you. I have a question for you guys, and you all can answer this. I turned 30 today, and so I just wanted you... to get your opinions on what should I expect in my 30s going forward.
Well, these guys don't remember, so I'll jump in here.
Jeez, AD, it's just so mean.
You haven't completed the decade yet.
I have not yet.
You're not an expert.
I'm getting close.
Yeah, what to expect from each decade. Are you married? Do you have kids?
Single. I'm single. I'm a bartender. I'm just getting through right now.
Okay, well, hey, that...
Yeah.
First of all, Nathan, for most of us, not all of us, most of us shouldn't have kids until we're in our 30s because we're not ready. Yeah, so,
or in my case, my 40s.
Yeah, you got plenty of time for all of that. Okay, for me...
First of all, live it up right now, man. You're single and you're a bartender. You're going to look back when you get to your 50, when you get to your 40s and 50s, probably, let's say you get to 50, you get to my age. When you look back on your life at age 50, you are going to think of this time in your life as a good time. You're going to say, man, that sounds great.
I was free and loose.
Single and bartending? Are you kidding? Wow. That's a good combo.
Yeah.
Good gig, for sure.
Can you tell us where you bartend, or is this something you need to keep quiet?
Oh, no. I'm actually at a good company in Windsor Heights.
Good company in Windsor Heights. I haven't been there.
Yeah, I don't know.
It used to be the old Front Row.
Ah, okay. Oh, okay. Good location there, right on University.
Nathan, yep.
in the 10-mile-an-hour zone there.
No, it's up to 30 now.
Ooh, breakneck speed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, sometime when I'm able, Nathan, I'll for sure stop in and say hello, and I'll get there at a moderate speed.
Yeah, definitely. Bring your friends and everyone.
All right, thanks, Nathan. Appreciate that. Yeah, for me, Andy, I feel like I've enjoyed each subsequent decade a little bit more. I mean, my perspective just keeps changing. Mm-hmm. Some things are not better. I mean, there's some of the aging just flat out sucks. But the mental part of it improves for me. So I enjoy my life more as I get older, but I'm not going to pretend that everything about aging is fun. There's a lot of things I miss about being in my 20s or 30s.
The wisdom you gather along the way makes life easier.
Yeah.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, you
more appreciated.
Yeah, you learn to get life down to fewer steps.
You're on the back nine, Andy.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I'm probably a little further along than that even, but yeah, I mean, when I was in my 30s, I moved several times, got married. 40s, I had kids, so that's kind of dominated this past decade. And I don't know what 50s, my kids will get older. It'll probably dominate the conversation.
Yes, it will. Glenn, with a thought on Andy's birthday dinner, meatloaf. You have to think this is the same thing you would choose for your final dinner at prison, an execution. Before your execution, you'd pick meatloaf. Right?
Yeah, he'd be right there, man.
Yeah,
okay. I don't know. The problem is, your final dinner, does the prison prepare it for you?
That's
or
do
they bring it in from a nice restaurant?
I don't know. Glenn, what do you think?
I think meatloaf is good any day of the week. And the second time you have meatloaf is definitely better than the first time because it's cold.
It,
and cold meatloaf.
It just keeps so well.
Sandwich. Oh, it is
so good. Andy, I can't believe you're 50, Andy. Yeah. How is that possible?
I don't know. I mean,
I've known you a long time now, and I had no clue you were 50.
Well, I don't know exactly how it happened either. I just sort of kept going along. But the problem is that I have a lot of people around here in my life that are younger than I am. You know, Andrew and company.
Yeah.
Probably also, there are probably some people today who's like, Andy, I've known you 35 years, but how are you 50? And
well, how old are you? Well, yeah.
We didn't meet when I was 10.
Well, it's like
a little math there going on.
I know. It keeps on going. But you and Ed are really the only people that I hang around with that are older than I am.
You son of a bitch.
but everybody else is younger, so it feels like I should be younger too. But then when I reconnect with my friends from home in St. Louis or elsewhere that I've worked with, they're all 50, so it seems like I should be.
Glenn, great to hear from you.
I envy you, Andy, because my wife will not make me meatloaf. Wow. And I love it.
Well, it's not a regular occasion at the Fails house, so I appreciate it.
I'm getting that's the case, yeah.
Work on it for your birthday. I think that's the angle here. Thanks, Glenn.
I'll hope to start praying now.
All right. Glenn, thanks so much. Appreciate the call.
Yeah, appreciate hearing from Glenn. Are we too much into sports right now? Can we take a break to talk about Andy's birthday a little bit? All right, let's talk about Andy's birthday some more here. Aging, whatever it is. Dave, is this the David from Marshalltown?
Yes, sir. That's me.
Hey, hi. David.
Good to hear from you, David.
Hey, I just wanted to call and wish you a happy birthday and let you know you're only about 6 months older than I'm 6 months older than you. I turned 50 in August, so
okay.
Ain't that big a deal.
Well, you're still out there. You riding on the back of the truck right now, David?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Still out here working.
All right. Be safe, David. Yeah. I appreciate the call, but I'm so worried you're going to fall off the back of that truck.
Yeah. Thank you.
But happy birthday.
Thank you, David. Appreciate that.
That's very nice of David. Now, David, for those who are longtime listeners of the show. David in Marshalltown. Over the years, we just know a little bit more about him all the time. We know, is it Ankeny where he works on the
works
sanitation
at Ankeny
truck?
In the sanitation crew.
Yep. Yeah. And now, like, that's the first time I've known his age. He's older than I expected. I didn't realize. We found out his wife is a Cyclone fan. There's just a little bit. It's like a breadcrumbs along the way.
Very passionate sports fan.
Yes,
very fan of the Hawkeyes.
Justin with a thought on aging. Hello, Justin.
Hey, I want to say happy birthday to ODB, and I'd also like to say that Brady and Breeze. I'm 51 now, bro, and Brady just tweeted the most hilarious thing, and he said Breeze and he's game should be shown on the History Channel.
Oh,
and he tweeted this hilarious thing, and he photoshopped Drew with a bald head and him with a mountain man beard. He looks like he just came down off the mountain.
Justin,
hilarious.
This is troubling to me because clearly anyone I think would agree I don't look like Drew Breeze. But I've had numerous people send me this photo and say somehow in this photo old Drew Brees looks like you. So I am familiar with the photo. Thank you, Justin. I appreciate that.
Drew retweeted and said, "I love this, Tom."
That's great. That's great. Those guys going at it this weekend. Yeah. Thank you, Justin.
Thank you, Justin. Appreciate the call.
Anthony on the Murph and Andy Show. Hi, Anthony.
Hey, Andy, Keith, how you guys doing this afternoon?
Always good to hear
from
you.
Anthony. Thanks for calling.
I just heard today's your birthday. I just want to wish you a happy birthday today.
Thank you very much, Anthony. Wow, that's a special occasion. We usually only hear from Anthony when he's picking games.
I know. This it shows you the connection you've made. Yeah. Thank you, Anthony.
Thank you, Anthony.
Very nice. Eric on 50s. Hi, Eric.
Hey, how's it going? Love the show.
Thanks, Eric. I was reading your note. AD always leaves a note on what the caller subject is so we can try to stay on the same subject. I thought at first it read SOS. I was thinking, do we have somebody in trouble here? But now I see it says 50s. Go ahead, Eric.
No. Okay, so Andy's, his 50th birthday is the last thing he did for the 50th time. Everything now will be 51st time. So, he's already lived through his like 50th Christmas.
Oh. Yeah, okay.
That's a good point.
So therefore, I would say he's in his 50s as far as what Jenny was saying.
Yeah, I think that makes sense. That's probably a good way to look at it. Because my first Christmas, I would not have been one yet.
Yeah, that's really throwing off my five-year-old son with my one-year-old daughter. Because he's like, oh, it's Jenny's first Christmas. And I said, no, she was here last year.
Oh, so you've already had 50 Christmases.
But she's
one.
Well, yeah, but she was zero.
She had a zero Christmas.
Exactly.
Eric, this is a deep thought. So, okay, so your vote is that, duh, of course you're in your 50s?
Yeah, that's my vote.
Okay.
I don't feel good about my vote. You know, I would like to go the other way, but that's living in denial. You can't live in denial.
No, it's a river in Egypt.
That would be living a long denial.
Yeah, I know. We have another. We're not going to be able to get
kind of
into
birthplace of humanity.
We're not going to be able to do the deep dive on this, but we'll have plenty of other times to do it. Just want to mention this other quickie poll. It is. Presented, it was going to be top of mind from BMW of Des Moines, and then a quickie poll, but Andy turned 50 and it took over, and we're not even done with that yet. College football, was it worth it? Absolutely, maybe, or definitely not. Those are the three choices, and this is worth a deeper conversation, but just a quick vote on this. Andy, for me, it's absolutely. But college football has been called the most into question of anything that resumed.
Yeah, I think it's absolutely because of what happened with our teams. In another state, if we didn't have Iowa State's amazing season, and if Iowa didn't do as well as it did, I think you could question whether it was worth it or not. But our teams did well. They stayed out of COVID problems for the most part. And Iowa State had its best season ever. I mean, they had an absolute blast. How could you take that season away? How can you look back on that season and wish that you didn't do it?
AD?
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think it was, almost completely a success. There were, missed games and things like that. But from what I saw, it didn't seem like anybody got, really sick or anything like that. And it seemed, we had a national championship this week, and that was maybe further than I thought it was going to go. So I think, yeah, it was worth it.
Text coming in from Jenny, who's listening from the home office.
She worried that she's being bad-mouthed.
First question is, did I get women's vitamins? That's funnier.
It's totally funnier.
Yeah, so that's good. She just pretend that was on purpose. And then
it's also a bit of a credit grab.
Yeah, it is a little bit of a credit grab.
Really should have given that up right away, though, because I opened that box, and the moment I opened it, I knew that you neither bought all those things nor arranged them inside the box.
I did
nor
not
had really.
Them.
You probably didn't have anything to do with the actual box.
No, the Jenny.
All
gave
this
the box,
entire too. Package screamed Jenny.
Yeah, I know. It was very, very well done, and she did try to concentrate on things that you might actually be able to use. No one wants to just throw money away on a gag.
For sure. For sure. Now, she can use these Centra vitamins. As you pointed out, she is also in the 50s club.
Well, little secret, they're the same as the men's Centrum vitamins. Well,
are they?
More expensive.
Are you sure?
Pretty darn close.
They don't have anything like a...
Estrogen?
Yeah.
I don't know. Why don't you see if you grow a pair?
Uterine vitamins or anything?
Michael, 50s and the time-space continuum? Am I reading that right?
Yes, sir. So... as you hit 10, for that one instant, you're both 10 and technically 0. And that one instant, and then from that one instant on, you're now past the 10s and into the next decade. So for that one instant, you are in both decades at the same time.
You got 1 foot in each decade. Got it. So how do you vote on this quickie poll that Jenny says that we are leading the audience with the way the question is phrased? I don't see this as leading at all. When you turn 50, are you in your 50s? Duh, of course, shaking my head. Or no, your 50s start at 51. I don't think that's leading at all. That seems like a fair question. How do you vote, Michael?
Well, yeah, it's just that one single instant, and then you're in your 50s.
Okay.
All downhill.
Thank you, Michael. We're going to come back. We have some more, but not before one more time we celebrate Andy's 50th birthday dinner request.
You know what? I will have some meatloaf. Let's have some meatloaf.
You want some?
Yes.
I knew you'd go. Hey, Mom! The meatloaf! We want it now!
Patience apply.
In the market for a great deal? Shop careers at Fairway. From the meat department to the bakery to the store floor, we're hiring. Full-time, part-time, careers for a lifetime. There's more in store for you. Apply now at fairway.com.
Behaving badly.
Play a little Guess Whose Birthday. It's powered by Cellular Advantage here on the Murph and Andy Show. Andy, I did not use you today.
Dang it. That could have got him halfway to a perfect cake.
These are all people who share a birthday with you, and we're going to start with Murph. Murph, Guess Whose Birthday.
You'd never guess the actor best known as McDreamy from Grey's Anatomy.
I'm in love with you.
Hasn't been on the hit show for a year.
Can we take a picture?
Yeah, sure, real quick.
That is Patrick... Patrick, jeez. He was in Can't Buy Me Love,
yep.
Which is an underrated 80s movie. Patrick McDuffie?
Patrick Dempsey.
Dempsey, jeez. All right, Patrick Dempsey is 52.
He's 55, so that's a double miss. Andy, guess whose birthday?
So in the story, the idea was that Legolas, leading into The Lord of the Rings, would encounter the dwarves and go on a journey to lead him into what will become The Lord of the Rings.
That's Mr. Katy Perry, Orlando Bloom.
That's right.
They're still
right.
Together, right?
I'm sure.
Who knows?
Sure.
I think he's 50.
He's 44, so that's a miss.
Oh, sorry, Orlando.
You have the lead, though. Murph, guess whose birthday?
Maybe the dingo ate your baby. What? The dingo ate your baby.
Oh, it's Julie Louis-Dreyfus.
It is.
She's on Andy's aging process.
She is.
Whatever she is. I think she's in her 60s. Maybe just turning the corner. I'm going to put her at 60.
She is 60 today, a smoking 60. Andy, you need him here. Guess whose birthday?
Hello, I'm and I'm running for president as a Democrat in 2020. If you've heard anything about me and my campaign, you've heard that someone is running for president who wants to give every American $1,000 a month.
Oh, that's the Yanger. That's Andrew Yang.
It is.
Andrew Yang is in his 40s.
Does anybody call him the Yanger?
Andy just said.
Andrew Yang is 40. Andrew Yang's 44.
He's 46.
Ah, shoot.
And thanks to the tiebreaker, Murph wins. So I'm a
on your birthday.
That can't feel good, Murph.
Walked into your birthday and stole it.
Eat it, fails. All right, let's get some more on a... we've had another... enough with the sports. Let's get some more.
Okay, all right. Today's pandemic bummer. Opportunity to close your ears, everybody, if you want to do that. So over the past week, the U.S. has averaged more than 3,300 COVID-19 deaths every day. That's a jump of more than 217% since mid-November. So that in mind, we proceed with this. Boy, this is big today, Murph. I think you're going to... This hit me. This is probably going to hit you in the same kind of way. So the CDC will now require a negative COVID test for all inbound international passengers to the United States. That's beginning January 26th. Okay, so...
How much of a time frame? How tight? Like, when do you have to...
3 days.
Within
3 days. So, if you're going to, let's say, a resort in Mexico, which you and I like to do, you know, once a year, you could pick something up when you get there.
Mm-hmm.
And conceivably, it would be showing up by the time you tested to go home.
Mm-hmm.
If you test positive... You can't get on the plane. You can't go.
That's enough to keep me in the States for a...
What in the world are you going to... So this is... And this is just a killer for these Mexican resorts, because the United States has been the only country, really, that's been consistently sending business their direction.
And not as much as they're used to.
The Canadians are done. Europe is not doing it. The South Americans are not going. It's been the United States. And then Mexico has been one of the few places that has been open that Americans can go travel to. This is really going to change a lot of plans. We had a trip that was scheduled for the beginning of December. I had rescheduled it for later in April. That seemed like plenty of time. That doesn't look like enough time at this point for people to get vaccines. By then, it sure doesn't. This has been a really slow rollout.
It has been. Either way, I wouldn't count on it. I wouldn't give it up yet either. I mean,
there's no reason to
fast.
Give it up just yet. But I mean, that's wow. That stinks. In related news, the Canadian border will stay closed until at least February 21st. This is the 10th time the border closure has been extended. The province of Ontario, the most populated one in Canada, they're under a stay-at-home order. All of Ontario, the one directly north of Minnesota, and going all the way over, obviously, to Buffalo. The airport says 1.29 million passengers moved through the airport last year. That sounds like a lot. It is not. It's almost a 56% drop from the year before.
And
you want to talk about a place that was kicking ass and taking names.
Yeah, expanding.
Des Moines International was killing
it. It was saved or helped a lot by the last few months. You can see it's been kind of an arrow up, but you look at that around March to June.
Yeah, right. Like nobody did anything.
Bottomed out.
Yeah, well, and then the spike in travel that we've had over the past few months have probably contributed to the spike in COVID cases that we've seen. Okay, let's move on.
Please.
The U.S. News and World Report has just come out with their annual best jobs rankings for 2021. Healthcare-related jobs continue to dominate the overall list, taking up 42 spots out of the top 100. The top job for 2021 is physician's assistant, software developer, nurse practitioner, medical and health services manager, physician, statistician, speech-language pathologist, data scientist, dentist, and veterinarian.
These are for jobs you're going to be most happy, or you can go out and find these jobs?
Kind of has a kind of a full spectrum here. The pay, the need for these jobs, okay. your mobility when you get these jobs, where, you know, how many different places in the country are calling for people to do these jobs, all of that kind of mixed in together.
I don't see sports talk host on here anywhere.
No. No, I don't think so. I don't think you can see that in the top 100 at all. Aaron Rodgers is going to make a return to Jeopardy. This time, though, the Packers quarterback is going to be the host instead of a contestant. He revealed this week that he's been asked to be a guest host for an episode of his favorite game show once he appeared on a celebrity edition of the show back in 2015.
He's a smart guy.
This will be after the football season.
About Ryan Fitzpatrick hosts this thing. Didn't he go to Harvard?
Harvard, yeah,
smart
guy.
Make like a 50 on his
maybe they'll
Wunderlich.
Go on a run of smart sports people.
Can you host Jeopardy with that Ryan Fitzpatrick beard?
Well, I mean, Alex Trebek had a perm and a mustache.
He did at
a
one
beard
time. Yeah,
is
he looked better in his old age?
You put beard on one end of the seesaw and perm and a mustache on the other. And the guy with the beard goes flying up into the air.
Was the perm a toupee? Was it a piece?
No, Alex Trebek. Didn't he?
No, he was wearing a piece at the end.
Well, at the end, though. I mean, he had a perm, though, back in the 80s. Remember that? I mean, he had tight, curly hair.
Okay.
Don't you remember that?
Yeah, but where's the transition to Fallout? Or if you're on that level, you just switch over.
Boy,
to...
Boy, I don't know.
We'll have to have Leon Emmons take a closer look.
Those Hollywood hair technicians are geniuses.
They're the best.
Police in Ohio were called to a building because complaints started rolling in about somebody playing their music really loud in the early morning hours.
Now, this is going to start to impact you more in your 50s.
Well, I was going to say I was in my 30s and I lived in a cruddy apartment over in Urbandale, and the guy that lived directly below me did not work the same shift that I did, and he was up early on Saturdays playing music really loud. It would thump, 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 thump.
Had that bass work.
It was like EDM. Yeah. And you could feel it. But in this case, when police showed up, they found Nathan Rock was the person behind the loud music.
I'm sorry to interrupt here. Nathan Rock.
Well, I believe that's his Christian name. I'm sure they carded him. You have any ID, Mr. Rock? If that's really your name?
This is a real story.
Yeah, it is. Nathan Rock. No, I'm not making it up. Yeah, this is real news.
Storm Weathers will be up next with the weather.
Now, when they asked to lower the music, Nathan offered up the best justification for cranking the tunes that you could really get. He told the officers, you can't play Led Zeppelin quietly. The officers agreed, but warned that Rock would be charged with disorderly conduct if police received another noise complaint. Rock stated he understood, and I, for one, I understand Nathan Rock. You can't play that quietly. You can't play that quietly. You can't play that at a low setting.
Nathan Rock has a point.
I mean, you got Led Zeppelin. You play it loud, or you don't play it.
Yeah, and now, at your age, maybe a little louder, so you can hear.
Right, exactly, so yeah. I can hear. My hearing is going. There's no doubt about that. All right, this from Reddit. I know you guys love this stuff. A woman shares that her husband grew up in a very conservative household, which stuck to typical gender roles, and the mom did all the household chores. Now, in their house, the husband now does 60 to 70% of the household chores. The husband's parents, though, are coming to visit for a month, which is a lot of time, but coming for a month, and the husband asked his wife to do all the household work so his dad won't make fun of him. This is kind of like, am I the a-hole category here? Not technically, but it sounds like it belongs under that heading. Now, the wife, the young woman who is married to this guy that grew up in the conservative household, refused. Good. And Reddit had her back.
I imagine, yeah. Yeah, he needs to grow a spine. He's a grown man.
Some of the responses that she got after posting this on Reddit. So, he's willing to let you drown in work, school, chores, and childcare for the sake of not having his daddy insult his manhood.
Well, that's strong.
The one person commented, NTA and don't let up either. What does the NTA stand for there? I don't know that one.
No one can look up an acronym faster than Andrew
Downs. Andrew can.
Not the a-hole.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Probably
yeah,
not
yeah,
a-hole.
That, right, exactly. That's right.
All right.
Did that just come to you?
No, I just Googled it.
He's really fast.
He's really
fast. He
really
did that.
See how fast he found.
Yeah, not the a-hole. Don't let up either. Your husband should give it right back. Encourage him to roast his father for not contributing to the household. Another added, real men actually raise their children and take care of the house they live in.
Oh, man, drop the mic there.
That sounds like, Andrew, you might have heard that at your house.
I live that. Absolutely. I feel very much about that. I'm proud that I contribute to the household and raising my kids. I think that makes me more of a man.
I am.
It does make you more of a man.
I think I'm the most domestic man that I know of.
More domestic than I am.
I kind of like the vacuum, and I'm into the laundry. I do, and I certainly like to cook a lot. You guys know that.
I picture you like Freddie Mercury in the Radio Gaga video. No, I'm sorry. I Want to Break Free with the vacuum.
I haven't seen that video. Is he just vacuuming? He throw the vacuum into the fire or something?
It's a famous video. I mean, at one point,
I want to break free.
There was so much outrage about it. MTV actually dropped it out of the rotation for a while under pressure.
I've seen a lot of MTV. I have not. Okay, I have not seen that.
You're going to recognize it when you see it.
Yeah. As soon as you look at a picture of it.
I think it was even. Didn't they show it in the movie as well? Yeah, it's in.
Yes.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
That's right.
They do a recreation of that famous video that right now doesn't feel famous to Andy.
It would feel really weird to just be a husband that just sat around. And I do have relatives like that where they'll just do nothing. Like my dad, my mom's brother, my Uncle Bud. He goes home, he sits down, and he doesn't lift a finger. He doesn't do squat.
Man.
Really nice guy. Everybody loves him. But he just, and I don't think that my Aunt Marty would want him doing anything because he'd mess it up. It's probably a little bit of a balance there. It's what somebody wants to do and what somebody doesn't.
I have a little bit of that at home.
Yeah.
I should do more, but when I do, I don't do it right.
See, I'm kind of the opposite. Like, I have my jobs, and if my wife tries to do one of my jobs, she does them differently, and I have to go back and redo it anyway.
And it is funny, too. We have our set jobs, but I don't think they adhere to traditional gender roles necessarily. It's just like, who is better at this?
Yes.
Or who learned how to do this first and has kind of moved on to perfecting it? Yeah, who doesn't hate it?
Folding laundry, I don't mind putting it away, or you know, doing the washing stuff. I don't like the folding of it.
I do a lot of the folding. You know what?
I fold
laundry, big baskets of laundry as I'm sitting there watching football on Saturdays. That's great stuff to do while you're watching football.
We pay our biggest chore money to the kids for emptying the dishwasher.
Okay, see, my wife cooks. I don't mind doing dishes at all. So, I actually kind of like walking into a really dirty kitchen and just kind of
take care of the next half hour.
I just deal with all of it.
All right, that's your more, everybody.
Coming up next,
Jewelers in Ankeny.
It's time for Throwdowns. Powered by Heartland Tire and Auto Center.
Let's throw it down, Andy. Clemson and Alabama have won 5 of the last 6 national championships in college football. We're just under a year away from crowning the next champion. If I give you Bama and Clemson or the field, which do you take?
I mean, you know that those teams are losing a lot. I mean, you know you can name some of the huge pieces that they're losing, but they've also become these college football winning machines where you know that there are other pieces stepping right up to get in there and keep winning. But at this point, you know, they don't win every single year. Alabama doesn't win every single year. And the field is huge. I'll still take the field at this point. Those are going to be really good teams, but give me the field.
Give me Alabama and Clemson. I mean, you just said why right there, 5 out of 6. The percentages are overwhelmingly with me taking those two, and that's why only 18.5 million. That's one of the reasons only 18.5 million people watch the national championship game, lowest ratings in 23 years. It feels like we can pick the semifinalists for next year right now.
Yeah, and that game was over at halftime, and Ohio State is a very, very good team. Murph, last weekend we got 6 NFL playoff games. This weekend we'll have 4, then the 2 conference championships before the Super Bowl. Which weekend of the NFL playoffs is your favorite?
I love this recent super wild card weekend, and I'm tempted to pick this upcoming weekend, but I really feel like that's too much football to watch, and if I do that, I probably need to shake myself, even in a pandemic. So I'm going to pick championship, AFC-NFC championship weekend, where you know there are 2 should-be great matchups, and you can commit to that. You don't have to commit to the whole weekend.
Yeah, I mean, are we talking about the favorite weekend to sit down and watch or the favorite weekend to just kind of have going on?
Yeah, like sit down and watch, I guess, or however you
mean.
That. Which is your favorite? If you could only have 1 NFL playoff weekend,
I feel like it's kind of a moving target for me. But this year, I'm going to go with this coming weekend because all of the major players are involved, and you're going to have the Chiefs and the Packers in there, so you're going to have those big kind of local teams that we have. But then still, you've thinned out the herd a little bit. You've gotten rid of the weaker teams that didn't really belong in there. And we have a number of teams right now that are still alive that I think add a lot of flavor to these playoffs. Talking about the Browns, the Bills, and then the Bucks in the NFC, just with all that they've got that's new. I'll take this weekend. I think it's going to be a really exciting weekend with a lot, pretty much something for everybody.
All right, the poll's up on Twitter, @Murph_Andy. Who won Throwdowns? Was it Murph or was it Andy?
All right, the Murph and Andy show continues. Going to have a can't-miss segment coming up to start hour number 2. Tune in for that. If you missed any of hour 1, wherever you get your podcast presented, powered by Fairway, Trending Iowa to start hour 2 next.